WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The end of the Cold War was supposed to spell curtains for the espionage novel, but it's proven to be a never-say-die form. John le Carré has a new book out this month, as does Alan First, a younger generation spy master whose previous two novels, Night Soldiers and Dark Star, have earned him a lot of enthusiastic fans. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has just finished First's The Polish Officer, and she says it's put her in a Casablanca state of mind.
A book review editor I know once told me her method for dealing with the avalanche of new books which poured into her office every week. She said she'd close her eyes and run her fingers over the book jacket. If any embossed bosoms popped out, meaning the book was a romance novel, it was discarded. I didn't ask how she felt about embossed swastikas, mostly because I didn't want to acknowledge my own cherished collection of World War II spy novels. Pleasure alone is an awkward literary value to defend. And though I could have made some feeble case for learning history from Eric Ambler, Frederick Forsyth, and Ken Follett, that's not why I read them. It's for the sheer excitement of outwitting the Nazis and enjoying all the other adventures of the good war without any of its consequences. There's also a special tingle for me in the act of going undercover as a male operative in this high testosterone world of disguises and betrayals. Though it's not as cool for them to admit it, a lot of men secretly read romance novels for these very same transgressive thrills. Alan First's latest novel, The Polish Officer, has everything it takes to feed my anti-Führer fantasies. The novel opens in the wrong place at the wrong time, Poland, September 1939. As German troops machine gun their way into Warsaw, a band of Polish military intelligence officers gathers to frantically burn maps. One of them, a captain named Alexander Demilia, is offered a no-win proposition. He can remain with his comrades and be killed within hours, or he can continue fighting the war underground and be killed within months. Demilia takes the bait, becomes a spy, and for an amateur, catches on quick to the one rule of survival. Anything could be done, he tells himself, but you had to think it through, concentrate. A life of evasion had the same given as always. It hadn't changed in centuries. They could make 1,000 mistakes. You couldn't make one. Most good spy stories are plot-driven, but only the best induce this many high-anxiety moments of suspended breathing. Demilia begins his career by hijacking a train and smuggling the Polish bullion reserves out of the country. He then moves to Paris, where he helps thwart Operation Sea Lion, the German plan to invade Great Britain, and he ends up in Russia in the bitter winter of 1941, where he breaks into a Soviet prison and emerges with a crucial secret and the SS hot on his trail. All this probably sounds a little much, but First, scrupulous attention to spycraft and period detail makes his story easy to swallow. Like Louis Bagley's haunting 1991 novel about occupied Poland, Wartime Lies, The Polish Officer evokes the mood of conquered cities like Warsaw, Paris, and Barcelona, all of them invaded by the silence that passed for peace, the courtesy of fear. Please, I'd like you to hear this again. The silence that passed for peace, the courtesy of fear. Language this lovely vaults the categories we lazily constrain literature with.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Polish Officer by Alan First.